Gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into this absolutely terrific Thursday, July 23rd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by this Saturday's event, just 2 days away. Cannot believe it is this close, but you still have time to get your tickets, participate in the fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party and all 83 county parties. Even if you can't go this Saturday, go to the website, libertymountainusa.com, click on events. You'll see the Rock MI Red TED Concert event. Buy a ticket, the cheapest one they have. Your name, your address, your phone number, your email address, what county you live in, will all be captured in the ticket purchase. Are you doing that for your county? You're showing Liberty Mountain and this event and the Michigan Republican Party that your county is represented. As a result, 50% of the net proceeds are going to be shared by all 83 counties based on participation. If you bought a ticket, your county's in. So basically, I'm asking you to buy a ticket, even if you don't plan on going. Give the ticket away. Give it to your county chair. Ted Nugent's going to be there. Scott Page of Pink Floyd. Other music's going to be there. But also, it's been confirmed, John James will appear. Yes, John James is not going to let Perry Johnson have this event all to himself. So it has been announced, John James has confirmed that he will be coming. So, great event, fundraiser, music, party, food, fireworks at the end of the night, and you can even camp there if you want, Friday, Saturday night, maybe even Sunday. Make it a weekend. So again, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your ticket today. Found it kind of interesting that John James was not going to attend this event for over 3 months. This event was put together, folks, organized back in April. Invitations went out. John James never responded. Now that it's down to a two-man race, himself versus Perry Johnson, he's now going to bless us with his presence. Very, very interesting. Mike Rogers will be there, the U.S. Senate candidate. Ian Murphy speaking. Others are speaking. It's going to be a great event. You guys need to get your ticket and come. And again, if you can't, just get a ticket, give it away. Your county will be put into the mix. So greatly appreciate you guys doing that for me. If you have any questions or you want a direct link to it, just text me Saturday. This Saturday, July 25th. You send me Saturday, my phone will auto-reply with the link directly to the website. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Found this story that is so accurate because people basically don't understand primary party elections on August 4th. why thousands of Michigan voters likely won't be counted in this year's primary election. Estimated roughly 40% of absentee voting ballots have already been turned in to local township clerks. Every other August in Michigan, thousands of votes are rejected because voters don't understand or pay attention to the directions that are printed on their party primary ballot. The problem occurs when voters do something called crossover voting. Whether intentionally or by accident, they vote for candidates from different parties on the same ballot. Now, in the November general election, folks, the one that's coming November 3rd, that wouldn't be a problem. For example, presidential primaries, however, it wouldn't even be possible. Midterm primary elections, it's also a problem. But in the August primary elections, where candidates for federal and state level positions are selected, a crossover vote that doesn't get caught by the voter gets turned in and means that officials can't count any of the votes on the partisan section of the ballot. Many voters, particularly if they vote absentee, will never know that their partisan votes didn't count. If they don't closely read the instructions or don't respond to an on-screen alert when their ballot gets flagged by the tabulator. Well, here's the situation. They absolutely turn in the ballot, put it into the envelopes, mail it back, or they drop it off with the township, city, or village clerk. Well, Elizabeth Hunley, Livingston County clerk, said, "I think that sometimes it is a source of confusion. It's difficult to tell exactly how many crossover votes are cast in Michigan's August primaries. The state doesn't keep track of that number, and neither do many of the counties. But the counties that do keep track suggest the number is significant, meaning this year, potentially, there are likely thousands of Michiganders who votes on the partisan section will not be counted this election. Votes in the other sections of the primary ballot, nonpartisan candidates, proposals, or millages, are not affected by the mistake and they still get counted." Well, Republican potential nominee for Secretary of State, Anthony Ferlini's county, for example, 4 years ago in the midterm election, 2022, nearly 6,300 ballots, or about 3.6% of the more than 175,000 ballots that were cast in Macomb County's August primary that year, saw the partisan votes rejected due to crossover votes. Washtenaw County doesn't explicitly track rejections due to crossover votes, but based on analysis of voting data from that county, suggests it was close to 1,400 votes in 2022, roughly 1.5% of the 87,526 votes that were cast there. Even if that relatively low percentage is consistent statewide, Washtenaw County Clerk Lawrence Kestenbaum said it would still mean thousands of votes across Michigan are being excluded from the count. The rate of crossover voting is significant improvement over the old days of punch card ballots. something like 5 to 15% of primary ballots would not have partisan votes counted. Punch card ballots, which were largely phased out across the state in the early 2000s, didn't enable voters to catch their mistakes in the way today's electronic tabulators do. However, that's the problem. With absentee voters dropping off or mailing in their ballot does not get processed until election day. When they open the envelopes, put it into the tabulator, it's rejected. It's actually spit out. If people vote in person and select different candidates from different parties, the tabulator will show a warning about the crossover and spit out the ballot, explained Meredith Place, the Kalamazoo County clerk. The voter can then either spoil their ballot and get a new one, or they can choose to cast it as it's marked. If they do so, again, their partisan votes won't count. Without these alerts, absentee voters are much less likely to become aware of their issue. And if they do notice, spoiling an absentee ballot is a more involved process. No, actually it isn't. That statement, folks, by this news reporter is not accurate. You can spoil your ballot up until 5 o'clock tomorrow by going to your local township, city, or village clerk if you voted for Mike Cox and have already turned your ballot in. A couple of weeks ago, Mike Cox dropped out of the race for governor. So if you voted for him, you're basically wasting your vote. You have until 5 p.m. tomorrow to get your ballot back, spoil it, and then vote for either Perry Johnson or John James. In Michigan, getting back to the story, nearly 2 million people have requested absentee ballots for this August election, according to the state's voting dashboard. As of yesterday, Wednesday, more than 610,000 have already been returned. Now, here's the problem. The ballot instructions don't necessarily prevent crossover voting. It's not that voters aren't given instructions on how to mark their ballots correctly. And those who vote in person, either early, which begins, by the way, folks, 9 a.m. this coming Saturday, July 25th, or if they vote on election day, voters get instructions from the poll workers to stay within a single party column. There's also instructions printed at the top of the ballots that tell voters to choose only one party, and many polling places will have signage to further warn voters. The problem comes with mail-in ballots. Even though there's an included instruction sheet that tells the voter in capital letters, you may vote in only one party section only. You cannot, quote, split your ticket, end quote. If you vote in more than one party section, your partisan ballot will be rejected. But still, there are enough places for confusion that many voters miss the messaging altogether. For one thing, the August ballot is not like the others. For example, in Michigan's presidential primary, voters have to request a specific party's ballot. So therefore, there's no risk of crossover. You ask for a Republican ballot, you want to vote in the Republican presidential primary or Democratic. In November's general elections, voters can vote straight ticket or go back and forth as they please for each office. But technically, August considered an open primary because voters don't have to declare a party is ripe for problems. Because voters may not be aware of the risk, especially if they voted before and expected this ballot to be like the others. Kirstenbaum, county clerk from Washtenaw, said, if we did the regular primary the way we do the presidential, this problem wouldn't exist at all. And another concern, finally, comes from the design of the ballot itself, which falls short of best practices in several ways, according to Whitney Quisenberry, director of the nonprofit Center for Civic Design, which helps promote best practices for ballots and other election tools across the country. Among the issues Quisenberry flagged is simply the text on the ballot itself is too small. The separate instruction sheet that comes with the mail-in ballot has language set by state law, but is potentially confusing. Well, of course it is. It was written by politicians in Lansing. The relevant warning comes after information on how to fill in the bubble, which could lead voters to ignore it, skip it, or not even see it. Columns for separate parties don't have a lot of visual space between them. This was all written into law by lawyers and politicians, not by the people who have to explain to the people how things work. They simply don't give enough attention to accurately explaining a very complex system. Wrapping this up, largely, clerks say they're doing all they can to make sure voters are aware they can vote in only one column. You can't vote in both. Beyond that, there's a level of what Hundley calls personal responsibility by the voters. That responsibility, make sure you read the instructions and follow what it says on your ballot. Well, because of these issues, crossover voting may actually require a legislative fix. Some clerks are supportive of the change because an election administrator's goal is to make sure the will of the people is accurately reflected. However, any significant changes would be required to change the state election law. While legislators have discussed changing how certain offices are selected, pivoting from conventions to primaries, very few have discussed altering the primary ballots themselves. One of the reps, Detroit Rep Penelope Turnsaglu, Democrat from East Lansing, used to head the elections committee in the Michigan House, says Democrats are always open to making these changes that would make it better for the people's vote to count. But too late to affect this year's August 4th primary, which is coming a week from this Tuesday. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.